Welcome to Bayou Garden. This is Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Many weeds in the landscape can cause a gardener to gripe, but when the weed is specifically named after a gardener's complaints, then you know that you have a real problem on your hands. Phyllanthus urinaria, or more commonly known as gripeweed or chamber bitter, is a very common summer annual weed in South Louisiana. It has become more common in our area over the past 10 years or so. Indeed, it is now one of the most significant summer weeds that we can have in our lawns or in our flower beds. You may not ever totally get rid of this, but you can manage this weed. Gardeners should accept eradication of a particular weed as near impossible, but control and management are well within our reach. Chamber bitter can appear seemingly overnight in our flower beds. The summer annual weed can be controlled in beds by hand weeding or using a non-selective herbicide such as glyphosate. Unlike some garden weeds, chamber bitter is surprisingly easy to pull. Hand weeding works very well because there are no below-ground bulbs or rhizomes to resprout after pulling. If you are able to apply herbicide to just the foliage of chamber bitter without getting any of the chemical on nearby desirable plants, then you can use a product containing glyphosate, such as Eraser, Kills-All, Roundup, Grass and Weed Killer. If desirable plants are nearby, you may consider protecting them. Use a shield when spraying or cover nearby ornamentals with plastic sheeting or bags to prevent the spray from getting on them. If herbicide gets on the foliage of your desirable ornamentals, it will damage and could possibly kill them. Once the weeds have been cleaned out of the bed by hand or by glyphosate, thoroughly mulch the beds with 2 inches of mulch to minimize new weeds from showing up. The mulch will help to suppress the germination of chamber bitter seeds in the soil. The thickness of mulch is important for an effective control. Using 2 to 4 inches of pine bark in the garden will do wonders. If you decide to go with pine straw, 4 to 6 inches at the point of putting it out will work best for suppressing the weeds. Chamber bitter does not respond well to some of our pre-emergence, but azoxystrobin is recommended in some publications. After hand weeding or killing with glyphosate, apply a product containing azoxystrobin following the label directions, but proper mulch in concert will do a great job suppressing weed seeds. If you have St. Augustine, centipede, or zoysia, spot treat with atrazine during the summer. It is far too hot to apply atrazine over the entire lawn, but you can spray spots or patches of chamber bitter where the weed occurs. Make 2 applications and always be sure to follow the label directions. Also, mow your lawn at the highest recommended height. This will help the turf to compete with chamber bitter. St. Augustine should be mowed at 3 inches, centipede and zoysia at 2 inches. It's bad enough having weeds in the lawn and flower beds, but the weeds might be telling you there's another problem occurring in the landscape, adding insult to injury. We can call these weeds indicator weeds. A bad chamber bitter infestation in your lawn may indicate that the lawn is poor in vigor. Chamber bitter has a hard time establishing in a thick, healthy, vigorous lawn. Make sure you provide your lawn with the proper care that it needs, such as the correct mowing height, water, fertilization, and sun to minimize chamber bitter problems. For fertility issues, you can pull a soil test and send to the LSU Ag Center's soil testing services. If you believe you're having a sun issue, you can go out every 2 hours, maybe on the weekend whenever you're home, and check to see if your turf is getting the proper 6 to 8 hours of sunlight each day for it to grow at its optimum rate. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.